And I always wonder with a PA because I don't use one on the street. My PA broke down. Thank you. My PA broke down on Wednesday afternoon. I do Wednesday afternoon on the street outside Primark. We're trying nearly all the security guards are nearly born again now. Amen. And it's fantastic. And we do hot dogs outside the university. We did Freshers Week and we did 4 days there. And we've seen hundreds. We had a guy from Afghanistan come close to the Lord. And then I was preaching Wednesday this week, and he pulled up on his bicycle. He said, I remember you. You speak to me about Jesus. And I have a little thing called a Vanjie Cube. Amen. I now have a miniature one. Amen. And this is absolutely superb. Always ready in my pocket. Amen. Trouble is, I found out people that get my age need reading glasses. So I have been thinking of carrying a pair of spare reading glasses with me to have a look at the pictures and to preach the gospel through this beautiful young people. You can have a look at it, or nosy people, have a look afterwards. It's good to be nosy in the Holy Ghost, isn't it? Amen. And a fantastic tool. And we've seen many, many come to the Lord. It's been exciting. It's been a wonderful year. It's been the hardest year I've ever had, and the most. It's been the greatest year and the hardest year. Amen. I've never cried so much as this year. I've never been broken so much as that. I've never been as lonely at times this year than any other year in my ministry. It's been 35 years of the Lord now. And yet, at the same time, there's been some beautiful things that have come out of that. Amen. Friends, family, with your family here at the church here with Stuart and Sarah. Awesome. I love this guy so much. And, you still owe me a week's bed because he's, you know, he just in Sierra Leone, he decided to take the whole bed for 2 weeks. And I was on the floor because I said, yeah, the bed the first week, I'll sleep on the floor. Then he got diarrhea for the next 7 days, so I sent up 2 weeks on the floor in it. But he loves that one. Amen. It's an old joke now, anyway. But praise the Lord. And my prayer is for Addy, and I really hope, because the Ebola has gone up to 7,000 deaths now, and I pray for Addy daily, the Pastor Addy over there. Exciting times. These guys, very proud of them, wonderful. Amen. I do pastor two churches. I've got two small churches, one in St. Melons, and we're moving, and we've been given a building. I'm trying to update you quick. And secondly, I'm pastoring now in Abervan. Amen. The town that hates God. And so I've got, this is so high. Can it get down? I don't know. Anyway, and thank you, praise. And Abervan is amazing. It's a building. The pews are up. They're in a big pile. There's an old organ the Queen gave in the middle of the thing, and a huge old antique dinosaur. Thank you, Stuart. That's brilliant. Yeah, that's fantastic. There's an old organ there. It's all got to go. Level floor plan like you're planning. Underfloor heating, solar powered light. Everything is solar powered top. And we're just going for it. And I've only been there 7 months. And taken over from Morgan Farr after 14 years of his hard work. And in 7 months, the Lord he said, clear the chessboard and put Christian. So we've got Christian builder, Christian architect, Christian surveyor. It's been amazing. And the builder is working for nothing. Don't tell everybody. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And I believe by faith, by Easter Day, it might be a new building. Amen. And I know nothing about, I'm an artist, evangelist, pastor. I know one end of a wheelbarrow because I worked for Chris for a while, and only for a while. But I've had to do building plans and things like that. Stuff that pops my brain, you know. But God sent the right people to help, and it's been very exciting. I believe God is wanting to restore his valleys. Amen. And I feel from the Lord to challenge Andy Davis, who I spent a couple of hours with this week, and to see if we can do even more in Wales. I've got a plan I'm going to share later. But it's exciting. We've got to see it. We're out at the match. We were out at the match yesterday. We don't just talk. I preach. I have a PA. It's hidden on the side of the street, and I have a microphone on, and they can't really see where. They're all looking around to see where it's coming from. So I have a little preach because it's only 200 yards this way, that way. They're passing. And between the 40 minutes before the match, the gates close or open, as it were, kickoff, sorry, half past two. So for about 30, 40 minutes, getting about 30 people passing you every 5 seconds. So it works out about 10,000 people pass you. Amen? So this is what they hear. I'll have to take this.
Change it. Change your life and not your wife. Come on, folks. Don't be so glum. Don't look like bumpy, grumpy and stumpy. Come on, mate. Come on. Open up. Put that in your pocket, mate.
And we were handing out tracks like, amazing. Well, this one track went into a pocket and it got to Kampala, Uganda. The bloke's searching it for money. It's come from Britain, isn't it? And I search my jackets when my pay doesn't come in. And I'm searching my jackets. My grandfather was a priest. He used to do that. Got paid once every 4 months. And so we searched jackets. And instead of finding money, he found one of our tracks we made here in Wales. We made it. We designed it, blah, blah. And do you know what? He read it, turned it over, got sinner's prayer on it, got born again, went home, led his whole family to the Lord and 3 other families. Isn't that amazing? Of one track. Yeah, absolutely exciting. And we've probably printed just under 750,000 now over the last 7 years. And I think we're up in 650,000 on record in my head somewhere. And they come in by the box load, amen. And awesome. And so, and then on a Wednesday, I preached from about 2:15 till about 5:30, or when the Lord says shut up. Or he lets me go home, and we preach live, and I sing, and I preach, and I sing, and I preach, and I sing, and I preach. And someone said the other day, Dave, turn the PA down. I said, too late, it broke 30 minutes ago. And that's one of my favorite songs, Bless the Lord, O my soul. And I just rock the street down the Lord, and he just so gracious to us. And we have a lovely, lovely team of workers that just to dedicate. Eric was first time out on the street on Saturday, and he's just reveling in it. Amen. And I think I said, is it birthed in you? Amen. And we've got to get the gospel out into our country, isn't it? Amen. It's such an important thing, isn't it? Amen. Okay. It's such an important thing to get the gospel out. How shall they get saved if we don't tell them how? We don't tell them why. They need to know that they're lost, they're sinners, they're adulterers. Thought, they're liars by nature. Average human being does about 60 lies a day. And it's just that sinfulness is there. It's such a relief when you preach the gospel to them. Amen. And they see them break and cry. And a little girl called Hannah, 20 years of age, she was in a hospital in July, and she went mentally doo-doo, and she'd been on drugs and things and the occult. And on Wednesday, just as it was getting dark on the Queen Street, she got born again on the side of the street. And she'd had a dream the night before that she'd come into an arena through a beautiful door, everyone dressed in white, and they applauded her and said, welcome, Hannah. And she said, Jesus stepped forward and put his hand on her shoulder. And the next day, Muggins here gets to lead her to the Lord. Amen. And she was crying, and we'd crying, and she'd get filled with the Holy Ghost, and she said, whoa, this, you know, we're in the middle of the street. And I said, I'm going to take my hands off you now to prove it's not me. Come, Lord. And the Lord just filled her. And it was just trickling rain, like what rain does. And she said, this is like golden rain. She said, these are her words, my whole world has changed. She'd been saved 5 minutes. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So if you're a Christian, I know there's some new Christians this year, isn't there? If you're new this year to Christ, can you just put your hand up? Come on, I think, well, yeah, roughly, well done, fantastic, well done, that's fantastic. Now you four should smile, amen, that's a good start. Well done on the drums, fantastic, well done on the doors, fantastic. Well done, well done, welcome to the family. It's such an awesome thing. And I want to preach a message as quick as I can, oh, yeah, it's exciting. Amen. I love the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you've got your Bibles with you, that's good. If you haven't got a Bible, put your hand up, and if you see a hand, tell them off. Bring your Bible. You should walk your Bible, live your Bible, know your Bible, see your Bible, breathe your Bible. Amen. I love my Bible. Bible. Amen. I'm married with 5 kids. I've been saved 35 years. I was a hippie, drug-taking, stupid maniac of a guy, and then saw a girl commit suicide. I was an unhappy hippie heading for heroin and hell, and then I met him. I've been happy ever since. Amen. That's my testimony. Yeah. I was an unhappy hippie heading for heroin and hell, and then I met him, and I've been happy ever since. Amen. And that's how to share your testimony in 5 seconds. Amen. And that gets them thinking. Amen. So it's wonderful. Every pastor should be an evangelist. Every evangelist should be a pastor. Amen, I think. And I believe God's raising up a new generation of evangelistic pastors. Amen. And the silent old boys that just could preach in the pulpit from sitting in a sort of great library of books all week and then come out and preach a great sermon. Those days have killed the church. Amen. There's time to spend with the Lord. I was up till after midnight for this message last night, and I'm excited. I could have stayed all night, but I knew I had to go get back home. Amen. So if you've got a Bible with you, we're in Galatians chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 7. I'm going to read as fast as I can because of time. And Paul is talking and to the church then and now and tomorrow. So it's Galatians 5, verse 7, and I'm reading from the Living Bible. You were getting along so well. Who has interfered with you to hold you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God, for he is the one who called you to freedom. But it takes only one wrong person among you to affect all the others. I know that as a pastor. A little yeast spreads quickly through the whole batch of dough, and in a small church, that can be really prevalent. I'm trusting the Lord to bring you back to believing. Amen? As I do about these things, God will judge that person, whoever it is, who's been troubling, confusing you. Do you know who stepped in on you? Sometimes it's you. Hello. Sometimes it's you, isn't it? Or me. I step in on me. Sometimes it's the devil. Sometimes it's a mixture of the devil or a brother or sister in the Lord or yourself in a sinful way. Dear brothers and sisters, if I was still preaching circumcision, as some say I do, why would I be persecuted? The fact that I'm still being persecuted proves that I'm preaching salvation through the cross of Christ alone. I only wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would mutilate themselves. That means to castrate. But you have been called to live in freedom, not freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. That's called free grace today in the church. It's a new word. And it's a wonky doctrine, I think. I can live, I can get born again, I get baptized, I can do what I like then. No, you can't. Be careful. Be very careful, please. For the whole law can be summed up in this one code: love your neighbor as yourself. Instead of showing love among yourselves. That's easy, isn't it? Sunday morning, hello, love you, love you, love you, love you. Go outside that door, stand on the street and start loving them. Amen. You're one of them churchgoers, are you? Oh, that's different, isn't it? Or the neighbor that now he knows you're going to church Sunday morning. Beware of destroying one another. Beware of backbiting. Beware of gossip. Interesting, isn't it? He's talking to the church. So I advise you to live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit. Anybody got a new life in the Holy Ghost? Woo! When you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The old sinful nature, listen to this, loves to do evil. You know, there's a lot of resurrection in the Christian life of sinfulness, isn't there? Aren't we quite good at resurrecting sin? In fact, sometimes we're better at resurrecting sin than resurrecting the righteousness of God. Amen. And we've got to put death to sin and life to righteousness. Amen. We're going to see this later on, which is just the opposite for what the Holy Spirit wants. The Holy Spirit gives us desires, don't you, Holy Spirit? You give us desires, Holy Spirit, that are opposite from what the sinful nature desires. These two forces, listen, are constantly fighting each other. Well, I hope I'll get to the point, you might say, that I'll get over this, all this one day. And then in year 2016 in July or something, suddenly I'll mature and for the rest of my life I'll walk easy. No, you won't. Amen. This is older Paul writing, probably from prison. But when you are directed by the Holy Spirit, you're no longer subject to the law. We get lawful in church, don't we, sometimes? Don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these results: sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, excuse me, idolatry, participation in demonic activity. That's what that girl had been doing. Hostility, you can get that in church life. It's horrible. Quarreling, jealousy. He's doing my job, I'm doing his. Out, sort of outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, divisions that feel that everyone is wrong except those in your little group. Ah! And a small church, that's dreadful. Hello? You're just one big group. Amen. Getting bigger. Amen. One big family growing. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, as I, before, anyone living like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Does that mean they could lose their salvation? That's powerful. When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he'll produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. 9 flight feathers to a bird's wing, 9 gifts of the Spirit, 9 fruit of the Spirit. Which wing does the bird not need to fly? You need both, don't you? The fruit and the gifts, amen. Those who belong to Christ have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified him there, them there. If we are living now by the Holy Spirit, let us follow the Holy Spirit's leading in every part of our life, and let us not become conceited or irritate one another or be jealous of one another. And in the other versions, it will say, walk in the Spirit. Therefore, walk in the Spirit. Amen. And my message today is, folks, we've got to walk in the Spirit. Amen. We've got to learn to really walk in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Paul was away for 14 years after he got saved. And I agree with Andy Davis that for those 14 years, he when he says in Romans about renewing your mind, those 14 years, God was exchanging the law binding to the grace binding. Amen. And so law and grace come together, amen, to work for your life. Amen. And when we become Christians, we've got to live a new life, a different life. Amen. And because we're living in a country where we are a minority, that can be very pressurized. Amen? Amen? Or am I the only one? Hallelujah. And so some of us, we just want to live our lives in church and a bit in the house and maybe in the house group. But the rest of the life is really, really hard. And God is saying he wants us to live in the Spirit all the time. Now, my wife teased me on this the other day because she said it's been like Tommy Cooper and the Hats. But I want to show you these cards that I come up with. Amen. The Lord just showed me how to do it. You know, when you got born again, you become a new creation. Amen. A new creation. The old went. But I wonder what you thought you were like before you were Christian. Did you think you were a nice... I'll preach loud on that. Did you think you were a nice person? Did you think you were a good person? Come on, hands up. But I tell you what the Bible says. It says you once were, not with the preposition in, you once were personified, you once were darkness. So you think you were good, but before God and you, you were darkness. Amen. And you might have done some good works. You might have done better works than some local Christians. But you were darkness. And there's only one place you were going. If you died like that, you'd have gone to hell. Whew. And then it says you become light in Christ Jesus. Amen. You become, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Anybody happy about that new creation? Well, there's 5 of you. Amen. Hallelujah. And how did we get that new life? How did we get that new life? Well, we got that new life and we sung it today by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And only by the blood did that go. Amen. That went when this came. Amen. That went. Amen. Forever. Woo! That old nation, I'm going to throw it. 70 pence. Amen. That old life went. Sorry, can you pick it up again? I need it. That old life went. Amen. Because of this, and the new life has come. Amen. What happened? Thank you. What happened when that old life went because of this and the new life came? The old life went because of the blood, and you got born again. And the Holy Spirit, who's a person, the third person of the Godhead, came to live inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit came to live in you. Woo! So now, from now on, you are you and God. Amen. God and you. That's why it says with God nothing's impossible. Amen. That's why it says you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Why? Where is he? He's in you. Amen. I can't do that. It's impossible. You need to, your mind renewed. You need to know what you know. You need to know what's available. You need to know who you are. Amen. That he's living in you. Isn't that awesome? Amen. And is that enough? Is that enough? No, it's not enough. The Bible says, this is fantastic, it says that do not go out until something else happens. Amen. First of all, the first part of the Christian life is to be born again. The second thing is to be baptized in water. It's a discipline. It's the first thing you're going to do publicly for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're saying to the, like Calvin said, you say to heaven, I belong to you. Woo! Then you're saying to the world behind you and the devil, I no longer belong to you. And then you're saying to the body of Christ, I'm in the family now. Amen. Isn't that fantastic? And then the Bible says, hallelujah, he said, do not go out until you've received my power of the Holy Spirit within you. And that means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we're going to preach on it in a minute. This is just introduction. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the empowerment for the whole of your Christian life. So don't sit out on the side of church and think, well, I don't need this. Jesus said you need it. Amen. And what he says, you'll soon learn he's the commander-in-chief of this army. And when the commander says jump, you jump. Amen. When the commander says do it, you do it. And you'll soon learn that when he tells you to do something, it's the greatest adventure you'll ever have in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. They kept saying to me, Dave, you need to go to India. The Lord hadn't told me. Dave, you need to go to India. It's great over there. The Lord hadn't told me. Then he suddenly said, go to India. Amen. And villages were getting born again. Amen. Whole village coming out to Christ. Amen. Fantastic. Working with the beautiful apostle over there. And folks, when he says something, you do it. Then the fruit comes, amen. But we need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, amen. And we need to stay living in this condition all our life, amen. And so I think, well, some people have been baptized in the Holy Ghost years ago. It's terribly difficult in a small congregation not to catch eyes. Some people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit years ago, and they think, this is it. I had it. I did it. I've drunk of it. I've done it. And they get established in it. There was a young brethren boy who was in this brethren church for many years. They're full of the word of God. I'm inheriting a building in a few months' time. And the brethren, very good in the word, breaking bread, everything. But they don't really, until the recent transaction, believe in the power and the baptism, the fruit and the gifts of the Holy Ghost. You do here, don't you? Amen. I know you do. And the boy got baptized in the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. And his old dad, who was on the diaconate, came up and said, son, you can't do that here. We've been here 20 years. We've never needed this. We've got on without it. And they will. They'll do another 20 years as well without it too, I'm telling you. Sad, isn't it? And that's why I'm inheriting the building. There's only four of them left. So it threw the son. And going back home, it's some time ago, and they were in a horse and cart. The horse and cart were going along, and suddenly got stuck like this. The wheels wouldn't go. And they looked down, they saw the wheels were stuck in the mud, and the horse couldn't pull it out. And the father had said to the son, son, we're establishing what we're doing. We're not going to change. And then the dad got mad on the horse and the cart, and he said, why won't it go forward? And the son turned around and said, dad, it's established. Amen. And some of us get established because of this. And if this doesn't produce the life of Jesus, it's a tragedy in your life. If the baptism of the Holy Spirit doesn't produce the fire and the ongoing and the outflow, if it always stays just as a one-off event, and it always stays like this, we're in trouble, because this is what God wants to do. He wants to get it like this and bigger. Amen. And I was trying to find a whole roll of yellow silk cloth, and I'd have rolled it out across the room and under that blind. Amen. Out through the door. Amen. Because that's what the Christian life is. It's going from... Sorry, Eric, could you please hold that? Thank you. And that's it. It's going from this, amen, because of this, amen, so that we get to this, amen, to being born again, to being baptized. Where's the other one? Being baptized in the Holy Spirit, to over here. There's a process to the Christian life that is fantastic, and it's just overflowing, and it will just take us out into the adventures, thank you, in the adventures of God, amen. So are you living like this morning? Amen. And if we're not, we've got to walk in the Spirit. The only way to live like this is to walk in the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit is so beautiful, and it's so exciting. Do you know, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost every day, you need to spend time with the Lord. Amen. And if you spend time with the Lord, you can't help being close to Him for 5 minutes, and He'll begin to inflow you. Amen. You begin to, this machine down here, I have to charge the battery on it. But when you sit down and you ask the Lord, He begin to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And that Pentecost experience was the igniter of a whole life ahead of you. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not a Pentecostal church denomination. Thank you, we've done that. Now what? Amen. No, now we are Pentecost, and we keep in Pentecost all the time. Amen. Instead of becoming a normal human being, you become supernatural. Amen. And so things start to happen. Amen. Old couple come up to me from Chris Vaz's church, and they were shopping in the Phil and Margaret, you probably know them, some of you, and Phil came up, Margaret came up to me, she's so skinny, both of them, isn't it? And Margaret said to me, she said, will you pray for my husband? I said, what's the matter? She said, he's got emphysema, can you pray for him? And I was tired, I'd been preaching about 2 hours on the street, and I just put my thumb on his chest. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus. And he began to breathe. He began to change. He's been off that inhaler ever since. He's completely healed. Amen. And do you know, and they ring me up and they say, Pastor Dave, could we come and work on the team with you? I said, are you joking? Of course you can. Ask Pastor Chris. He's your pastor. Get his permission and come on down. And they've been with me for about 7 months now. They one's 71, the other's 69, or something like that. I think Margaret's 70 something, and they're skinny like this, and it's freezing cold, and they're there every Wednesday in the rain on Queen Street preaching. And they must have done about 2,000 tracks each by now. Easy, amen, and have led people to Jesus, amen. In fact, you know, there's Muslims that came from Cardiff and went to ISIS, and they put their photos up. Phil sat with two of those boys for 40 minutes on a bench and preached Christ to them before they flew out to join that ISIS army. Amen. Only God could arrange that, isn't it? Amen. Fantastic. You see, I believe this. You know, Philip, in the beginning of the church, he was called to wait on tables. Man chose for Philip to wait on tables. God chose him as an evangelist. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, how do you go from waiting on tables or doing the PA or young man doing the drums? Amen. What did you like that, young man? I like that. Amen. And how do you go from one thing to another? Well, this is where you start. Amen. You start by doing something humble. Amen. In Psalm 51:17, it says that God blesses those who are humble of spirit and contrite in heart. Amen. And humility is the road of service. Amen. If you'll never do anything else in church than what you do, break loose. Amen. Do more than you're doing now. Amen. Serve more than you're doing now. Find the lowest job, the toilet, whatever the things. Folks, on my crusades, I still pick up the litter. I still do the rubbish. I said to the Lord, if there's plastic chairs in heaven, I'm out of there. No. Amen. I must have stacked a million of these by now. Amen. And I'll go on stacking them till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. And I'll go on wiping them down and cleaning them down. We've got to, amen. One day he sat there and he sees 12 pairs of stinking feet plus the feet of Judas who betray him, and he washed them, amen. We got to get there, folks, amen. And Philip got so full of the Holy Spirit, amen, that he took him from tables to crusades, amen. Hallelujah. It said the whole town of Samaria came out, and then he leads them to the Ethiopian eunuch. When you're filled with the Spirit, God will work wonderfully through you wherever you are. Amen. You can be standing in the middle of Tesco's. You can be standing in, on the high street. You can just be shopping for dog food, whatever it is. Wherever you are, God can suddenly, if you're filled with the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, amen. The Holy Spirit can just speak to you. Amen. You're his property. Amen. Hallelujah. We used to have name tags on the back of my clothes. Amen. I thought my name was St. Michael. Amen. But some of you got that. But I used to say, David Pritchard, David Pritchard, David Pritchard, David Pritchard. And, you know, when I was a naughty boy at boarding school, I'd rip off someone else's and stow my name tag on it. But I knew it wasn't my shirt. Amen. I'd stolen it. Amen. But when you got born again, you got a name tag on the back that says Jesus, amen. You're the property of Jesus, amen. The moment you got born again, Jesus came to live in you, amen. And you can do amazing, amazing things. These hands become healing machines, amen. Woo! These feet, they've got to go all around the world, amen. These are all secondhand shoes, I love them. And I got these for £9, that's good, isn't it? Pure leather, amen. £50 of the shoe for £7, well, whatever. But here we are, folks. These shoes can go all the way around the world, amen. Hallelujah. All the way around the world. They can go anywhere. Lord, where are they going to go? Wherever I say, amen. And these things belong to Jesus. Amen. Your feet belong to Jesus. Your hands belong to Jesus. You get born again, baptized in water, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and then you're off into the Christian life. But folks, I want to tell you, after Pentecost comes persecution. Why does he not persecute you, the devil, so much until you get baptized in the Holy Ghost? Because he knows the difference of a group of people on fire for God, amen. And if he can nab you just after you've saved or just after water baptism, amen. Some believers, new believers, tragically think, I'm born again. The pastor's baptized me. They put on a nice creamy tea and a cup of tea. And I was up there testifying and, woo, didn't I look good, amen. They've been to Mount Carmel. They've been up there. They've been doing that, doing the stuff, amen. And they think, well, I've done it now. I'm a Christian. They go home. You don't see them again for 10 years sometimes, if ever. Sad, isn't it? Water baptism is not your Mount Carmel. It's not your Everest. Amen. It's just another signpost on the way to London. Amen. You've done that. You've done that. You've done that. Well, keep walking. Amen. Keep loving. Keep serving. Keep going. But when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, the devil will come at you, persecute you. Amen. Why? Your trouble. If only you knew how much trouble you are to the devil, you'd get more excited. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. You'll be trouble for that devil. You're going to rip people out of his kingdom. Amen. I hate him. Amen. I'm standing there in front of thousands of Welshmen mid-afternoon yesterday. Eric will tell you. And I'm going for it with my PA. Amen. Whoa. Hallelujah. Come on, you big man. I say that to them. Biggest Fraser, bigger. And I go, come on, you big man. Don't be so sullen. Receive Jesus. I said, your gray hair tells me you're old. How many decisions have you made in your life? What about the decision that where will you spend eternity? Amen. And they're like this. And they're not enjoying the match anymore. The Holy Ghost is going, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. Amen. They go home, they're going, where will I spend 10? Where's the grip? That's Welsh rain. Amen. They're lying in bed and suddenly they go, Jesus, help me. Amen. And I believe thousands and thousands and thousands will be touched more than we'll ever know by the work we do. Amen. He doesn't give us work to do in vain. Amen. And we'll see more. You will always see more than you've done. Amen. You will always see more, church, than you've done. You're sowing God's word. And it will come. I sowed a tiny carrot seed about April, I think it was, phrase. And I sowed a tiny carrot seed like that. I'm getting carrots as big as my arm. Amen. I made carrot and coriander soup for the whole family of one carrot for 3 days. Amen. Hallelujah. They're fed up of it. Now I've got to do parsnip. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We've got to move in, stay filled, keep filled. Amen. Believe for more, dare for more. And you go from glory to glory. You can't be filled with the Spirit if you're living in the flesh, can you? Ha. You can't be filled with the Spirit if you're living under the law. What does that mean? Well, it's a massive subject, but if you're doing things because I'm a Christian, And yet you've nearly come through into grace and love. And you give way to people. I'm learning that as a pastor, longer in the tooth now. And I give way to people. I see their sin. I'm not stupid. Well, I'm pretty stupid. But I see their sin. I see them struggle. I've heard the gossip. I've heard the truth sometimes that they've done this and they've done that. And as a pastor, I don't go and beat them and whack them. Amen. I love them. Amen. Let them come back to the cross and come back to Jesus. Amen. But they're not happy because they're living in the flesh. They're living under the law. And God will never fill anybody who's living in error. Amen. You've got heresy in your heart. You don't believe Jesus is the incarnate Son of God. You don't believe he was born of the Virgin Mary. You don't believe he ascended to heaven and he's coming back. You've got something else now. Maybe you don't believe there's a hell. You won't get full revelation until you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, he's a person. And what does the Holy Spirit do? What's the Holy Spirit's major favorite thing? To show us Jesus. He will show you what is to come. He will show you what is yours. He is with you now. Later, he shall be in you. And when he's in you, you're going to do so. You're going to see a God that's so beautiful, so lovely. You might have had a tough week, pressured week, whatever. Have you? Some are nodding. That's church. That's fine. Pulse, normal. Heartbeat, okay. Are you still alive? Prod the person next to you. Are you still alive? Well, you made it, didn't you? If you made this week, can you make next week? Hello? If you made that fortnight, can you make the month till January? If you made it till January, can you go on to come on, of course you can. If you've done 1 year, can you do five? If you've done five, can you do 10? If you've done 10, you've done 20, can you do 30? Can you do 40? Can you do 50? Of course you can. Amen. He's faithful. He's in you. You've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost every day. Hallelujah. I believe that this is what Smith Wigglesworth said. He said, I believe that there's an avalanche of power from God to be had if we will catch the vision of walking in the Spirit. Amen. Don't think you're always going to just play a little part in this great crusade from Christ. Amen. God can take dumbbells like me and Stu, take us out to Freetown, and we're standing in front of 1,000 Africans. We're looking at each other wondering, what are we going to do? How we do this? Amen. We had monsoon rain and lightning and all sorts of stuff. We saw 963 people come to Jesus. They planted 6 churches off the first crusade. We didn't know that till 3 years later. He didn't tell us. Amen. It's absolutely fantastic. And then you come back. I was speaking in front of the vice president of Sierra Leone about on the last crusade out there. And the Lord said, oh, this is what I want you to do. He said, take out your handkerchief. And all the rest of the team, and he's like the Lord Mayor of Freetown. He's the vice president. And the Lord said, when you come to introduction, I want you to do something. He said, take out your handkerchief. I said, I just took it out. He said, I was about to shake his hand. He said, kneel down and polish his shoes. So I polished the shoes of the vice president. He said, and this white skinny little evangelist, I was skinnier then, and I said, sir, this is how we want to serve you from the West, amen. And it broke him, amen. And folks, I want to tell you that hopefully that man, if he rises up into power, he'll remember humility, because most of them go the other way and turn back inwards, amen. Do you know, if a man honors you, I would say, be careful, amen. Be careful of honor, human honor. Be very careful. I'm doing my job at the pulpit right now. I'll give it all I got. Amen. In him. Amen. And I'll slip into the background afterwards. Daddy Elephant God is there, and I'm going to go back and hide behind him. Amen. Until he tells me to step out again. Amen. And I believe we need to see an army of Christians in Wales like that, that don't take the accolade for what is done, but give the accolade all back to Jesus. Amen. Lay it at his feet. You did this, you did that. Yeah, I did and enjoyed it, but he told me to do it. He worked through me. He just used my mouth. I was available. Amen. And then slip back into no-no land. And just go on back. There are so many millions of Christian heroes in Wales. Amen. That are doing great works. So there's a bunch of them in this room. Amen. You're doing things for Christ and he's seen you all. Amen. He's seen everything you've done. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. He's seen everything you've done. He's heard every word you've ever said on his behalf. Amen. Even your frustrated actions, you were going to say something and it didn't come out your mouth. He saw that effort too, and he will reward it. Amen. Isn't he beautiful? You know, I've been married about 35,000 years now, and a woman hits a certain thing called menopause. Amen. And you better delete that bit. I'll have to adapt my life. Amen. I have to adapt my life. Women, please be easy on us. Amen. We still love you. We're just trying to understand you. Amen. We produced a book called Everything You Ever Needed to Know About a Woman by Richard Shepherd. We've made the book, and it's got a colored copy on it. And the joke is, it's got 120 blank pages. Amen. Hallelujah. We're selling it to raise money for mission. Amen. Hallelujah. But Fraser got that. Amen. But I want to tell you, folks, we got to stay with our partners. Amen. We got to stay with our partners. Amen. That partner, God chose you, the best partner for you. It is his design and plan. Amen. Men, be patient. Women, be patient. Do you know I have to maintain my car? Oil, water, it's one of those older cars. And I have to maintain my wife's car out of grace. Amen. And I said, I do everything, check it, all the levels for her when I remember. It's the same in your married life if you're walking in the Spirit, isn't it? Amen. You've got to maintain your marriage if you're walking in the Spirit. Amen. What happened to those bunches of flowers you used to give or get? Amen. What happened to that hug, that kiss, that woo-woo time of preparation? I'm not going down there too much, but you know what I'm saying. Where's the pizzazz gone in your marriage? Husband, wife. We live in a world that's radiating evil and sexuality that's immoral. How are we going to fill Galatians 5 and walk pure of that sexual immorality if our sex life is not happening like the sex life God ordained it to be? Amen. It's quite a daring thing for a preacher to say. Amen. But if it saves your marriage, it's worth it. Amen. When the church in Laodicea is going down, Jesus gives a whole load of instructions, and he ends up with this: go back to where? Your first love. Do you remember that? when you were courting, amen. Do you remember that when you were courting? When you letters every day, telephone bill was like this, amen. Some of you are smiling, some of you are looking guilty. And hallelujah, the flowers, the money, that you couldn't care less if you went bankrupt as long as you got it, amen. Hallelujah. The pastor said, do you take this man, Shirley Pritchard, to be your lawful wife? She said, I do. I said, I've got her. Amen. We've been together 26 years on New Year's Eve. Amen. Isn't that lovely? Amen. 26 years. I've got 5 beautiful children, and they're growing up. And husbands, you have to walk in the Spirit with that. Mums and dads. Sometimes the boys go to the dad and the girls go to the mum. And you're thinking, what's wrong with me? Am I the only man in the room? No. You're thinking, what's wrong with me? What have I done? And it's just a season of them growing up. Amen. Getting ready to leave the nest. That's what a great preacher, Rick Goodwin, preached, that when the kids are kicking off or doing things or not attending church or not doing this, and you're having to chasten them and gently love them back to the cross, is the time when God is breaking up the nest in their life, and they've got to fly over that little ledge. Amen. And you've heard of the mama eagle that breaks up the nest and she nudges them over, and the little thing's saying, what are you doing? Where's my nice warm duvet? And suddenly the eaglet is pushed off the edge thousands of feet high, and it's hurtling for the rocks. There's a beautiful Attenborough thing of it. And he's going, like this. And he's going, oh, that was a short life, that was a short life, that was a short life. I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. And suddenly, whoom. Daddy Eagle's there, just catches it. It says, he shall catch you in Isaiah and catch you on the flight wings. Amen. That's on the back wings, and take you up again. Puts it back on the ledge. Mummy Eagle comes up again. She hasn't finished yet. Amen. God hasn't finished with you, however old you are in Christ. And he pushes you off the edge again. You're tumbling down. I'm gonna die. Suddenly again. Third time, pushed off the edge. Oh, give up now. I really will die. And suddenly it says, I wonder what these are for. Oh, woo! Hiya, Mum. I'm off now. That's what God wants to do to some of you this morning. Amen. Teach us to fly and to walk in the Spirit. Amen. To serve Jesus here in Wales. I haven't been out of this country nearly for 10 years. And I was 10 years abroad, 14 countries. And I keep almost begging him, Lord, can I go and be a pastor in India with Sudhir? Can I go to Africa with Adi and be one of his first white pastors? Can I go? The Lord just doesn't even bother answering. He knows he ain't sent me there. He called me to Wales. And he's called you to Wales. Amen. Wales is not 0.1% Christian. Is it a mission field? It's a mission field when you leave this school hall. Amen. That's your mission field out there. Amen. And I believe we can see a massive harvest. Just as I finish, I see if I got it here. I collect. One of my things I love doing, and I don't have too many hobbies, not enough time really, but I've got a revival card. I had it already, and as usual, it's gone missing. And it's a picture of Evan Roberts. Amen. And on the back of the postcard, it says, oh, here we are. Look at this. This cost me about £6. Amen. I go around the markets trying to buy them. There's Evan Roberts. Amen. And this, it's got a date on it and everything. And this was the 5th of January, 2015. And it says, many thanks for PPC. I don't know what that is. It could be parish council meeting. Hope you are better. I shall come and see you very soon. We are busy going to these meetings just now. Isn't that wonderful? We are busy going to these meetings. This is a Christian writing to another Christian in the midst of revival. And it says, I do hope you like this card. And it's beautiful. And there was Evan Roberts on the front. Isn't that beautiful? And the land burned with fire. There was no crime committed for over 4 months in the major courts. They called it the time of the year of the white gloves, because when the judge something heavy, he had to put on white gloves, and there were no white gloves on for many, many months. And I preached near that courthouse today. Amen. And folks, we're in the same land. It's the same valley, the same chapel. Some of those chapels that are now houses and everything else, they were built, one new chapel. Listen to this. One, you need a couple of million to get Table Street up. But listen to this. They were building one new church building every 12 days. Amen. From the beginning of 1905, from January 1905. Where did that money come from? From the miners' pockets, from the poor people. Why did they build them? They're in love with Jesus. Amen. And the nation changed. Can he do it again? Of course he can. Will he do it again? I don't know. I'm telling the truth. Spain's never had a revival. It's got 32 provinces, one as big as Wales. I've worked there. Planted 5 Pentecostal churches. That's all there is in the whole of that province in Azuria. We've got a big battle on. Amen. We've got a big mission ahead of us, and we've got to reach the goal. Amen. And build Jesus the biggest church. I didn't know whether to preach my Jericho message I preached the other week or my God will turn it around message about Job, but I want to put in something about Job, because Satan says, you see your servant Job. God boasts to Satan, you see my servant Job. Ha! And he boasts to the devil. Here's a question to see if you're filled with the Spirit. Can God boast about you to the devil? Or can the devil boast about you to God the other way? Amen. Amen. He said, see my servant Job. In him there's nothing impure. There's nothing evil. And then God uses a weird word. You have to look it up. So I did. He eschews evil. And the word eschew means to shun evil. Purposely avoid it. Amen. And you'll never get filled with the Spirit until you eschew evil. Evil won't stop coming. Evil thoughts won't stop coming. But if your mind is renewed and full of the Holy Ghost, you'll be able to propel that off like water on a glass window. Amen in a rainstorm. Amen. Until those thoughts are gone. They don't even bother knocking. Amen. Jesus has invaded 3 times after 40 days fasting, and he came at Satan, bang, 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 with the word, amen. And then it says in the word that Satan left Jesus for a season. When did that season end? It ended 3.5 years later with the kiss of Judas. That was a long season, wasn't it? Amen. How long's your season? About a week, Dave. About a month, and probably tomorrow morning. I believe we can be so filled with the Holy Spirit, Satan will think 20 times before even walking up your front door. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can learn that's what the blessing of the cross is all about, to make you a man or a woman filled with the Holy Ghost and serving him. And as we move, and as we walk, and as we live and breathe and pray and dance and worship and rejoice, we will see the natural evaporate, amen, and the supernatural come into play. Isn't it wonderful? Sometimes you're out in a field in the morning. Isn't it beautiful? And the mist is just hanging there, and the sun begins to pierce through that. And suddenly you look around, you look back, and it's gone, isn't it? And all that dance just gone, ha, and the new day begins. Every time you get out of bed, Jesus is waiting for you. Every time you open your eyes, Jesus is waiting for you. Amen. He preached to you in your dreams. Amen. He preached to you in your spirit. He preached to you wherever you are. He just loves to spend time with you. Will you spend time with him? Just sit with him. Just sit with him. And when you're filled with the Spirit, one word from God will drive off 1,000 hours of effort. Amen. 1,000 hours of bad thought. 1,000 hours of struggle. Just now you're listening. Do this. Okay. And then it happens. Amen. And you believe it. Isn't it fantastic? He's awesome, isn't he? He's an awesome God. He's got awesome things to you. We just seen Chris awarded with a wonderful building award for the work he does. Amen. It takes ages to be on your hands and knees doing a herringbone thing about as big as this room. I loved doing it when I worked with him, just brick by brick. I was with this one of his brother-in-laws, and I really enjoyed it. And I drive past that house sometimes. It sold for just over $500,000, I think, many months later. He was the chief man of Cardiff Docks, and they moved. And I drive past it, and I look at that driveway that's still there. Amen. And he's still being used. Amen. And I want to be like that with God. Amen. That he'll come in the morning to me and say, Dave, carry on. You're doing okay. Amen. I need to hear that voice. Amen. And we need to sit with him and then run with him. Amen. And then see the miraculous come. Amen. And I believe every congregation should have that manifestation every meeting of the presence of God. Amen. Amen. We should have that manifestation of the presence of God just come. I'm going to finish here. Can we just quickly stand, is that right, Stu? And just quietly, where you are, just pour your heart out to him for a little minute. Maybe it's a husband-wife thing. Maybe it's a marriage thing. Maybe it's a job thing. Whatever it is, he's the God of the supernatural. Amen. Which means he's bigger than natural. Amen. And if you'll make a choice today, I'm going to eschew evil. From this day, I'm going to do all my will to avoid evil. No man, no woman, no pastor, no preacher, even the greats of history ever arrive fully in fully perfection. Amen. This journey is a long one. Amen. But it's the most exciting thing. It's the most exciting venture you'll ever have in your life. Amen. And let's just close our eyes and just lift your hearts to heaven quietly and just begin to ask him, say, Lord, I want to serve you. Lord, I want to serve you more. Lord, I want to know you more. Perhaps you're not come to that yellow card yet. You've got the white card. You've got the blue water baptism card. I didn't hold that up. But you need that yellow baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why not come forward this morning? Or maybe you just need to be filled again. filled again. Amen. And just receive that. Maybe just going to make renew your marriage vows and excitement within you. Amen. Maybe those who are single, stay pure. Stay pure. Amen. There's blessings for those of you who are single. Those of you who have unsaved spouses. There's a few in my church. Man, do we pray for their unsaved spouses. Well, just keep on loving. Keep on loving. One girl, a friend of mine, Christine, she wrote about 20 songs for the Apostolic Church, and she's with the Lord now. But she married an ex-SES guy, and the Lord said he was going to commit suicide, so she married him. And every night the Lord said, Christine, you can't be unevenly yoked. And she just went over the pail there and married him anyway. And every night she lay hands on Jeff every night while he was asleep. And one night he's in his house and a fireball came right through the roof and saved him. Amen. Absolutely awesome. And the fire of God came. You could see this ball of fire coming. A snowplow had to clear the way to the church, the evangelist, the night before. He heard the evangelist, and the next day, he looking out to sea in the Shetland Islands, and this light came through the house. It was the Holy Spirit, and Christine's with the Lord, and Jeff is now pastoring up in Hereford, amen, in his 70s, so now I think he is, amen. Absolutely awesome, amen. A man who used to murder people, amen, for a living. God can touch you where you are right now. Come on, just raise your hands quietly. Just get away with Jesus for a minute. Put your shutters down, your eyes down. Have a look in your heart as I'm looking in mine. And just say, Lord, I want more. I want more of you. I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you. I want more of you. Just a beautiful peace. A beautiful peace. And we're going to tidy up. We're going to do all this stuff. But let's God tidy us up. Amen. Let's God stack our chairs for a minute. Amen. And clear the way for him. Let a Holy Ghost come right now. He's coming on somebody right now. Just touching you. 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 Pray with one another. Hold one another's hand. Or if you want to come forward, I'm sure that's all right. And just be blessed. Just be blessed today. Just be blessed. Say, Lord, I'm coming out. I'm doing a new day. Thank you for this beautiful walk in the Spirit life. And Lord, from this Sunday, I want to endeavor to walk in the Spirit with you every day, every moment, and just walk beautifully with you. Amen. And Lord, I just want to see explosions coming in my life. Lord, I want to speak in tongues. Lord, I want to prophesy. Lord, I'm going to interpret tongues. Lord, I'm going to get words of knowledge, words of wisdom. They're not for my honor, but for your honor, for your glory. Amen. That new things are going to come. New things are going to come. If you don't speak in tongues, you can receive tongues right now. There it is. Right now. Right now. Just right now. There's no good looking at me. I can't give it to you. You just ask him, say, Lord, and then begin to speak out in that new tongue. And if you speak in tongues, use your tongue right now. The darkness that you've been facing, that doubting, will immediately go in Jesus' name. And that oil of anointing will just come right now. That's walking in the Spirit. That's the saturation in the Spirit. Just that avalanche of blessing is above you. God is waiting, longing. Do you know, God will break your heart 1,000 times. He'll allow your heart to be broken 1,000 times in this Christian walk. And I've found every time it breaks my heart, something new comes out. Amen. That he's been longing to do. Smith Wigglesworth said, the Lord has broken my heart 1,000s of times. He said, you want to be used, you stay humble. Amen. You stay humble. You're not the one. He is. I'm not the one. He is. Amen. And pray for your pastor. It says, make your pastors. He hasn't said anything to me. He hasn't keyed this up. It says, make your pastor's job a joy. Not a hardship, not a frustration, not a challenge, not a sort of like, you know, go on, we'll watch how you do it. Make your pastor's life a joy. And as you do that, you see the church change and grow. Amen. 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 Come, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Shukalavana. Come, Holy Spirit. If you need laying on hands, just come very quickly for anything, for healing in your body. You got pain in your body, pain in your leg, pain in your neck, pain in your back. Unbelief. It's just got to go. Unbelief is like a demon sometimes. It's just got to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
If you've not been filled with the Spirit, I'd encourage you to come and... get some prayer this morning. You know, some of us here have been baptized but not filled with God's Spirit. And He wants to fill us. You might be more comfortable sat down and being prayed for at the front. That's fine.
Just
but I just
want
to encourage you. If you've not been filled with the Spirit, come and get filled this morning. If you've never spoken in tongues before, you want the gift of tongues. Come forward, get some prayer. God will release you this morning.
Yeah. You could go out of here with tongues today, no problem. You go out of here with tongues. You're not going to get embarrassed. The devil will get embarrassed. Amen. And you can speak in that new language. Amen. Seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people get tongues. Amen. I had such a problem receiving tongues. So the Lord taught me how to help other people. Amen. And if you want tongues, come. We'll just see what God will do. It's so exciting. Amen. Miracles. If you want to be an evangelist, come on. You want to win souls for Jesus, come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Shubrana sakaba. Shubhav, praise you, Lord. Praise.